Hello and welcome to the Life Enchanted podcast. We're on a mission to optimize our lives through faith, health, wisdom, and much more. Thank you for joining us on our journey. Here now is our host, Nick Carlisle.
What is good, my beautiful friends? My name is Nick Carlisle. I'm a faith-based life coach and educator, and welcome to my podcast. My goal here is to help you become all that you were created to be. A life of authenticity and love and purpose and vitality and joy. A life enchanted. Before we dive in today, please consider leaving a rating and review of this podcast on whatever platform you're using. This helps me grow the show as well as reach new people. Also, hit me up on Instagram at nick.carlisle. I am very active on there and would love to connect with you personally. Now, with all that said, let's get into today's episode. In the last episode, we talked about the equation for happiness, or the formula for how to be happy. And we said that happiness equals growth, or that happiness equals progress, or that happiness equals evolution. Those are all saying the same thing. They point to this idea that our happiness is the result of us moving down the path that has been uniquely given to us. And the key word there is uniquely, because you are one of one, my friend. There are no other duplicates of you. There never have been, nor will there ever be. Your unique skills and interests and insights and knowledge and traumas and relationships and abilities and network and emotions, the way your DNA is structured, the geographic location that you exist in, the demographics within that geographic location that you exist in, all of these things form into this unique being that you are, created in the image to do certain things here on earth. And what I'm arguing here is that your happiness is dependent on you hearing what's inside of you, seeing what's inside of you, hearing the voice of the Spirit, the voice of God, and following that down the path that has been uniquely given to you. Because at the end of the day, what I know is that the map is inside of you. Christ in you is the map. And the more we are able to connect with Christ in us, the more we are able to be in communion with the Spirit in us, the easier it is to see the map. It's so interesting that Jesus, at the end of the Gospels, tells his disciples, after he's resurrected, he tells them, "It is better for you guys that I leave and that I give you my Spirit. It is better that I'm out of here, that I am not with you in the flesh as another human right here, but it's better that I leave and that the Spirit of God comes and inhabits your body. It's better for you for that to happen." And I'm not sure if we really understand the implications behind that. I bet if you took most Christians and said, "Hey, you can have what you have right now spiritually, or you can have Jesus, the human being, right next to you at all times. What would you rather have?" Most of us would probably choose Jesus, the human being, the physical form of God. But what he says, what he argues, which is truth, is that it's better that he isn't even here. And it's way better that he imbues his Spirit into us, because that's what's going to lead us into all truth. That is what's going to lead us into our happiness, lead us into the kingdom. That is what's going to communicate our desires and our dreams and our goals and the unique path that has been given to us. But the paradox there is that inherent in progression, inherent in growth, inherent in going down the path is failure. If you think about any progression you've made in your life, any skill that you have, any job that you have, within that, if you dissect it, you could find a whole bunch of failures that lead up to that point of you having that job, of you having that skill. Say you're a phenomenal cook, or a gymnast, or a pianist, or a video editor, or a barista. In order to become a phenomenal version of whatever that is, you had to fail multiple times. You had to make mistakes in order to get to where you are. And that's the same thing for this happiness equation that I'm giving to you here, is you have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to make mistakes in order to progress down that path. But what's challenging here is that we as humans avoid failure and the possibility of failure at all costs. We're terrified of it. I see it with my clients all the time. They will bring me these ideas and these visions of their best life, of their highest self. And then I'll ask them, what's standing in the way of you and those things, of achieving those things? And more often than not, one of their answers, one of their many answers, one of their many limiting beliefs is that they are afraid to fail. And what I try to help them see is failure has been deeply programmed into us as the worst possible scenario. As the worst case thing to happen to us is for us to fail. Think about our education system here in the West, especially the public education system, probably even more so within the private education system. From age 4 to age 18, you are repeatedly told by the authority figures in your life that the worst possible case, the worst possible outcome for you is to fail. If you fail on that test, if you fail on that report card, if you get half right, you might have to go to that other classroom, or you might need to stay back even. You can't even go to the next grade, or you won't be successful in life. You're not going to be able to make money. Do not fail. Failure is the worst possible option for you. Do anything you can to not fail. We were told that our entire lives. And then we get into the real world, we become adults, and the reality is the complete opposite. In order to be successful in life or in business or in relationships or in any type of skill, you have to be willing to fail. Failure is the path. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we need to change the word failure to something else that better serves us. Because the word failure is loaded, and the word failure is negative, and it makes us think like something is wrong with us if failure is a part of what we're doing. And so I think about this quote from Malcolm Gladwell in Outliers, where he says that in order to master anything, you have to put in 10,000 hours of practice. You guys have probably all heard this. In order to be the best celloist, you have to put in 10,000 hours of practice till you become an expert master celloist, right? And that, he says, that's true for most things. But what I heard Naval Ravikant say to that point that Malcolm Gladwell made is that it's not 10,000 hours, it's 10,000 iterations. 10,000 iterations that get you to where you want to go. And that idea really stuck with me. It really spoke to me because it rang true for my experience. I mentioned this in the previous episode, how I've had my hands in a lot of different things: the Truth Pack, the podcast, the clothing design, the health coaching, the life coaching, the mini course, all of those different things, the writing, the email, the blog, the website, all of that. And what I've come to see is that although I was spreading myself too thin during those times, I was iterating. I have been iterating since 2016 when the podcast started. That was the first thing that I started doing, and that led to another thing and another thing and another thing. And maybe if I try this, maybe if I do this. And I've just been iterating, 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 iterating to the point where now I have clarity on what works, what doesn't work, what fills me up, what doesn't fill me up, what I want to pour into, what I don't want to pour into, what gives me energy, what drains my energy, etc. But without those iterations, without me failing in all of those different aspects, I wouldn't have that clarity. And I'd actually probably be sitting here right now, like, I wonder what would happen if I started that clothing company I had an idea about. Or I wonder what would have happened if I was health coaching instead of life coaching. Or I wonder what would have happened if blah, 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 blah. And I would be sitting here in regret and rumination about the things I didn't try because I wasn't following the map inside of me. So I had to be willing to fail in order to create what I have now. And the same thing is true for you. In order to have what you want, in order to progress down the path, you have to understand that failure is a part of it. But I want you to replace that word failure from your vocabulary, my friends, from now forward. That word failure is no longer failure. That word failure is iteration. It's iteration. I want you to communicate this to your kids as well, or go teach your friend about it or your parents about it, that failure is no longer a part of your life. Iteration is now a part of your life, and you are down to iterate. You're down to experiment is another way to look at it. Take the whole negative connotation of failure out of this and look at it as, how can I iterate down this path? What is the next step? And as you do that, you will start to see that the iterations provide data and insight and learning. They're the most data-rich information stream in existence. In Psalm 37:23, the psalmist writes, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." Though he may stumble, he will not fall. Though you may iterate, you will not fall. You are going to learn. You are going to collect data. You are going to see what works, what doesn't work, what lights you up, what drains you, and you are going to continue to filter down and bring clarity to what the path truly is. So the paradox there is that your happiness requires failure, but it isn't failure. It's iteration. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. That's Romans 8:28. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is the path, my friend. It's the path of iteration, the path of growth, the path of clarity, the path of happiness. It's an integral part of a life enchanted. All right, my friends. Peace. A special thanks to King's Kaleidoscope for the music heard throughout this episode. Also, a big shout out to Capital Floats, aka my favorite sensory deprivation and float tank facility in Northern California. I'm a frequent user there, and the experience is always transformative, to say the least. If you're interested in floating and live in Northern Cal, make sure you use promo code LIFEENCHANTED with no spaces at checkout on their website. You'll save a whopping 40% off your first float, and you will not find that deal anywhere else. Also, in regards to some of the content shared in these episodes, make sure you always consult your doctor before making any sudden diet or lifestyle changes. If you're interested in connecting with me, you can find me on Instagram at nick.carlisle or send me an email, nick@mylifeenchanted.com. Enchanted, enchanted, enchanted.